we can all now afford to buy the bike or whatever it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you understand? So sometimes I'll even take my son.
My clicks aren't that fast, but you know, we're getting there. That's right. Yeah. Oh, question. So we can also consider this. If your kid wakes up during you and your partner doing a thing, how long is it acceptable to keep going before you tend to the child?
that second one happened to me recently.
Yo!
It was so bad.
How long?
What do you mean?
Before you attended to the kid.
It was as I finished.
Oh my god.
Welcome to another I'm going to ignore that. To another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. To my left, I am joined by
Kazeem Jamal.
To my right, I'm joined by
the worst father in the world. Because I'm here. Well,
he's still here.
Well,
the baby's born. The baby's here, and he's here.
I'm here.
He left the birth to come to the dude pod. And we are joined again. It was so nice. We had to do it twice again. Our special guest, Kevin J.
Come on, man. Thank you.
Right. So we are back with another week, man. Thank you so much, you guys, for your questions. We do appreciate all of that you've given to us. And Kev, you came back.
Yeah. I didn't get cancelled. So I'm like, you know what? If you go on a pod nowadays and don't get cancelled, like you've done all right.
And obviously, at the end of last pod, you go check it out if you've not checked out. Kev was, I'll say, he's given us some game.
Yeah,
giving us a lot of game when it came to parenting, and you kind of gave a hint that it was very different to the style that you were brought under. Mm. Do you find, as a parent, do you kind of do the comparison between how you were brought up compared to how you're trying to bring up your child?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't, like, in every walk of life, you do that, right? You compare your last meal to your last meal. Like, life is a whole big comparison. I just try to. I feel like I try my hardest to not parent from a place of like what I didn't have, and I parent from a place of what I wanted.
Mm.
You understand what I mean? So it's not like, oh, my dad didn't do this, so I'm going to play with my son. Did I want my dad to play with me, first of all?
Mm.
Yeah. Not that he didn't. You understand?
Yeah. Okay,
so,
I get you.
So I try to do that, but very, very different. But like, it's a completely different era, isn't it? Like my dad's like first generation Irish, came here in the 80s, 70s or whatever. Whenever they came over, whenever they were fucking allowed in, never went back, did they? but yeah, like,
so we're still talking about the same people, Kev.
So it's a different generation. It was different culturally. Like my dad, I feel like my dad feels like showing up was good enough.
Okay,
yeah. Like, he's from that era. Like, I didn't leave.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
To this day.
Like, so for him, he's like,
I'm here,
aren't I? Dad, I wish you was like, oh, I was there, weren't I? Like, yeah, you were there, but like, you know,
there.
Right. So what I always say is there's only one thing like more challenging than coming from a single parent home, and that's coming from a two parent home where one of the parents ain't engaged.
Jeez.
Golly.
Because
we don't spoken word, because these are bars.
Yeah, because like on paper, right? Like I'll be in school or whatever, and people are like, oh, he comes from a two parent home, so it's like, oh, he's good.
Yeah,
don't mean it's good. Like I remember when all my friends were getting free school dinners, they were like, yeah, but your parents earn over the threshold. I'm like, but they ain't giving me that money.
The threshold is tough.
It doesn't take into account how many children in the household.
Or his gambling habit, or the fact that he wants all the latest clothes. It don't mean because he's on whatever year that he's giving me
assumption. Also, don't take into consideration the single parent that has like done really, really well for himself and earns like a really good wage.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm saying. Absolutely.
Mm. Because that's the bills just on one person.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mum never was under the threshold. So I never got EMA.
She was over the threshold.
She was over.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Right? So it was kind of like you get in loads of things, even looking into things like what kind of child benefit you're entitled to. It's kind of like loads of things that you can't access that you should be able to access just because you wanted to do well for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
As a single parent, you know what I'm saying? So
I hear that. Yeah, because I remember like going to uni, I was like, I was poor enough to be balling at uni because I got like all the grants, all the maximum loan and stuff. But then I have like friends who, similar thing, their families earned more, but they had like two siblings at uni at the same time. Yeah. So whereas like you have to fund your parents have to fund this.
So it's when
like,
I was gonna
impossible.
Go,
like,
so when I was gonna go uni and I was filling everything out, they were like, so you got deep pockets, yeah? And we were like, absolutely not, bruv. Like, so I had to move everything that was in my name, bank account and anything like that, to my granddad's house and write a letter and say I was estranged from my mother.
Did you get into uni?
Yeah, but I didn't go in.
You didn't go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, why are you revealing this? It's very discriminating. Yeah. Yeah.
Episode of Suits, bro.
No, because people had to do that. I remember another friend of mine who, they gamed the system with two-parent household, parents fully together in a relationship, but they own two properties. So dad was registered at that address, she was registered at that address. So, got EMA
that's
now.
What I mean, and that's the game that working class aren't playing, man. We're too legit to quit, right?
Yeah. I knew people at school that moved house just to get their kids in the catchment area and then bounced again.
Yeah.
My mum's like, can I just talk to someone for a mortgage, please? You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Just a chat. Just can I just know their name?
What one is.
Can I just know their name? When she finally said the day, we're moving, we got the house. It was that kind of, bring out your red panties.
Where do you get the money from? I've always had the money.
Northern Rock made us rich. And then Northern Rock went under and everyone was like, what the fuck's going to happen now?
They were
lending. We're going back to
losing. Yeah. They were too generous.
120% mortgages.
My mum was walking around houses like,
do you want the house? Do you want a decorator as well?
Then you're walking around, I've come from Lewisham, Bay Overcliff Road, And we're now technically we're in Kent. And we're looking around, my mum's like, nah. I'm like, yo, there's a garden. She's like, fuck this place.
She'll be moving bougie.
We're better than this, She just bought a house last year.
Yeah.
She's seen how she's moving then. Wrecky, bro.
She knows what she wants, man.
I'm going to check with her before this comes out, but I can say it, and if not, I'll bleep it out. She was fucking like gambling on houses, basically. She put in offers on multiple houses.
Oh yeah.
Just to see which cards fell
at the same damn time.
Yeah.
And to play people. It was nuts. I said, boy, we come a long way from the ends, cuz.
You know this isn't the only house I'm buying, right?
Now we're doing up Grant Cardone and property investments. I'm all in Teams meetings. My mum's walking in saying, I went all in. You didn't want to save none of that? No.
Oh man.
That is mad. It is mad. But I think more to what you're saying, Kev, about that working class thing. I think like working class people have that kind of like that desire to, you ain't got it if you didn't work hard for it. So you're working hard. So like my day job, professional day job, and through that walk of life, I've met some people working class, worked really hard.
Got
up there just grafting.
Social mobility.
And then other people were just like, I got this job because like my dad works for them and they're a client of them, so I just got
a
job.
That's how it works.
And it's like, and there's no shame in the game for them because they're just like, because that's literally how I'm just gonna bounce where I need to be.
But 100%.
I was just like, no, I've got grind. I've got grind. I've got grind.
It's different games. It's like Jamie Vardy, and working your way up to the Prem. Then it's someone like David Beckham's son, who for some reason fucking bounces around teams or whatever, and that is technically a professional footballer. But what? Your dad literally was in Leytonstone and kicking a football against a brick wall to practice. And like Ronaldo's son, they just stroll into these academies and you got people there like Rhys Nelson that's like, how the fuck did you get here?
But do you not feel like that's a challenge for being a parent anyway? Like, I always find that with my son, like that whole, I don't want you to have it as hard as that.
No, neither do I.
But then also, I need you to have that perspective of how hard I had it, because that's what's given me the grit to get to where I am. And I don't know if we're not far along in our wealth journey for you to not have grit.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, daddy hasn't got that safety net for you.
Yeah, just fully fuck up.
Well, like, there's two things on that front that I think about, and it is it was one. It was like being able to, even when I'm left Lewisham, being able to go back and understand how to navigate these unsafe areas, right? And be like, that's a gift and a curse, because to know how to do that, you got to be in it. Right, and that's dangerous. It's danger. But then it was like, but I don't. I want my son to be able to navigate wherever he is, any circle he's in, any place he is, and identify. All right, that's a shit person. That's a dangerous area, and navigate that. So you can. That's kind of like, I want you to have that grit, but also I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of made a joke, being like, so I'm not gonna let him go out. But when he comes in, there's no maths homework. You got to watch Top Boy. You know what I mean? That's how you're going to understand, right? But also, I think to get to a place where, how do we give him that grit without, but also still do well for ourselves, is like being able to almost select, like control how they get that resilience without it being thrust upon them.
Yeah. I think
if you can control it without them knowing...
So do you know what I think it is? I'm going to sound mad preachy, but it's all about delayed gratification.
Yeah.
We had delayed gratification by force
because
you had to wait till Christmas to get the bike.
Mm.
We can all now afford to buy the bike or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Like, you understand? So sometimes I will even take my son.
My clicks aren't that fast, but you know, we're getting there.
That's right. Whichever kind of, like, you know, wherever your tax bracket is, whatever it is, right? You know what I mean?
Those are quick.
Do I know how I know them clips were accurate for Kev? If you see this man post, his coffees and his location, and some of the stuff he tweets, I'm like, Kev.
I was like, nah.
Don't forget it from the hood.
So many pictures of me on the beach. So you picture him on the beach. I was like, wait, hold on. This is December.
He's on the runway again. The caption's just like, again.
my point is,
airports be like. This is...
Don't you hate it when the first class lounge does?
No. You're like gassing. But my point is, right, it's like, I take my son in the shop and he's like, oh, daddy, can I get that Lego magazine? Like, no.
Right.
And it's not because I can't afford it, and you don't need to know whether it's a, but it's about going, we'll come and get it on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because delaying that gratification will give them that grit to want to, oh, okay, not everything. We live in an instant world, right? So 100%. Wherever possible, I try and delay him getting that feeling of gratification.
I do that with my stepdaughter a lot.
Right.
But that's a fine line, isn't it? Do you see what I'm saying? It's a fine line because whether I like it or not, I'm going to... Not treat, because I'm gonna spend money on both of them regardless.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm saying, but in terms of like my parental style, I'm gonna treat him a lot different.
Yeah,
and probably a lot tougher than I'll treat her.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to say, but like with my stepdaughter, it's things like that where, and this is like, no knocking it or nothing, but her mum is very she's very generous.
Right.
With everyone. So it's not just a thing of like, she's generous. Yeah. If she likes, she's very generous. So, my stepdaughter reminds me of me. And I got into my teens, I didn't respect nothing.
Right.
Because I had sometimes delayed gratification. Where I'd be like, mum, can I get a Mars bar? She's like, I ain't got the money for that. And I'm like, how you not got 50p?
Oh, right.
No, in my head, like, you know that Dave Chappelle line was like, you don't have $3, dad. Like, how are we living?
Because she went all in, bro. She's buying houses.
That Norman Rock. Yeah, buy back.
That was before. Yeah, we hadn't hit the belly then. but in certain things, especially because of the primary school I went to, private, like, these kids didn't have that. They got everything. And my mom was like, you're not going to go without, because she knew what that looked like as a kid. Yeah. So I then didn't respect the value of anything and just expected everything now. If anything broke or anything went wrong, my mum's going to fix it. And in my teens, it was a snap moment where it was like, I need to stop relying on this woman and become my own person.
Mm.
So when I see my stepdaughter, I almost keep saying her name, I just bleep it out. When I see my stepdaughter, it's like, I see myself and I'm trying to say to my missus, right, it's all good
this is how it could go.
We're going to have a problem. She's eight. When this drops, she'll be eight in a couple of weeks. Yeah. You got less than 10 years before this could potentially become a problem where it's just a now. And I see a little bit, and my missus is starting to see a little bit now, so I'm a bit more like, No, you don't need that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can I have another ice lolly? No, you just had one.
I guess it's mad as well, because like you said, your son's old, your stepdaughter's older. See, my daughter's like, what, 1.5?
Yeah.
And she's talking now, she has her demands, her personality and stuff. And it's trying to manage that because she's little and she wants this, like she likes, whatever reason, it's pretty funny. She likes rice cakes and oat cakes, and she refers to them as cake. I'm like, yeah, we're going to keep that. you're never going to know the sweet taste of real
cake. You know, way back in like episode one when Darren was like, you know what, the cup, I just can't be off. But now he's like, you see that cake. I did that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
he's claiming it all back now.
So when she goes, yeah, so like she goes to the cup, she's like, cake. But it's like, actually, dinner's going to be ready in 10 minutes, 50 minutes, but she's 1.5. How do you manage that? It kind of thing. So it's, we always
15
do that.
Minutes means nothing to them.
Nothing. Because everything's instant. Time doesn't mean
even anything. Even at eight, time is not a thing.
But it's got to a point, right, where it's like, she's pretty switched on. Moment we go to that cupboard, like, because also in that cupboard is actual proper things like vinegar and food and stuff. So as soon as that cupboard door opened, cake. It's like, no, wait. It's just a complete like meltdown. And then,
do you give in?
Not every time. Okay. But I can't make out just like, no, I'm like, I'm consistent. I just wait. No, sometimes like, I just have the cake.
Is that just so the noise or whatever she's creating just,
but here's
dissipates.
The thing, but yeah, but what I've, and what my wife has balanced it with is you tell her what's happening. Okay. So it's just like, you're only getting this bit. Like, that's it. You're not coming back again for any more. You're going to have this bit. And generally 95% of the time, it's just like, I accept that. I'll take it. And like, what was kind of going back to what we were talking about last week in the sense of talking to your kids.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that now. So it's like, when we're playing in the park, like today, in the park, I had a call at 3 and I was like, right, we can't be in the park now. So I was literally saying to it, right, go on the slide, go on the swing, then the next toy is the buggy. You get in the buggy, right? So she's on the slides, like, slide. I go, okay, what's next? She's like, swing. We go on the swing. Like, okay, then what's next? She's like, buggy. And I was like, okay, let's get in the buggy. Understood. Let's go.
She knows.
Yeah.
You have to talk to them, man.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to be, right, come on, we're going now. And it's going to just be like, you've destroyed my world. Like, I was playing and I didn't know what's happening. And
I
was gonna say, it gets mad though. I was with my son on the weekend in the Lego store. Mm. He loves Lego. Like, we're just buying him different Lego, whatever.
That'd be terrible because I like Lego.
And he's into Star Wars now. So we're like watching Star Wars together and stuff like that. He's like, I want the Lego. He's like, I want the Millennium Falcon. I'm like, all right, cool. Go and look at it. It's £800.
Raw.
I'm like,
you can get the Millennium Robin.
So then I'm like, yeah, that's a lot of money. Like, that's £800. And then he's like, he's eight. He don't have a concept for money, right? So I'm like, you know, that's a lot of money. Like, that's like a month's salary. And then we come home and he says to his mum, yeah, I wanted the Millennium Falcon, but it was £800. And dad said, that's his month's salary. She's like, no, you can't. He's now going to go to school telling people. So I'm trying to delay the gratification, and now he's going to be.
I said £8,000, son.
But now he's going to go up like, because he's like, what the fuck? You ain't got 50 people a month for.
I didn't swear.
But do you know what I mean? It's tough, man. Because it's like, I don't want him to feel like, I mean, I'm not going to buy him an £800 Lego set, but how do I give him that perspective £800 is a lot of money.
Of course, for a toy. It's
not unaffordable, no, but it's a lot of money.
Because you can't expect to a child, like, I'm not getting this toy because I can afford it, but I don't want you to become spoiled and entitled.
What are you telling me, Dad? So like, how do you...
Can't you just hit me instead?
I think I preferred it how you were raised, where you didn't talk to me.
What is this?
But the
this
thing is, like, we're talking about, like, kids not understanding money and not understanding the concept of time. Like, sometimes we don't understand it either because we can't determine sometimes, well, anytime, we can't determine when the penny drops for them. Even in where I work, right? And like underprivileged youths and stuff like that, we can't determine when the penny drops and they go, oh, I need to get my act together.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So for me, like, I was always respectful for my mom. She's the only one that, like, when she used to come to parents' evening, all the teachers were like, oh, he's very different around you. And my mom went, yeah, it's called respect. like, get me. There's no ramping.
You're my boy on the teacher, but there's more about you.
So like, even in the shop when she's like, I ain't got money for that, like, it was never vocalized.
Yeah.
It's just in my head. Like, you know, have you seen any videos where you're like, the kid, when they do the, like, this is how you cried in your room, and it's like whispering, it's like, fuck yeah. Like, you can't hear it. Yeah, like, you're in the pillow, like, ah, I'm running away. Like, all that. But that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? So you can't determine when the penny drops. And for me, it was in my, like, early teens.
Right.
Right? But for some, it's, like, their primary years.
Yeah.
Some kids, some adults you've met.
Don't drop.
It still ain't dropped.
Mate, seriously, you see that sometimes. They come up to the phone, like, who's that? Like, fuck, dad. It's not what you ain't doing this for me. It's just like, you expect your dad to... But, you're full man in your 30s.
But that comes from when you're young. Like you're saying about the cake, no means no.
Yeah.
If you don't understand no meaning no at two, how are you going to understand no meaning no when you're 30 and you're trying to get a girl's number in the club and she's like, no? You're like, well, listen, when my dad used to say no, I used to ask three more times and then he used to bend. So listen, I'm going to ask you three more times and then you better give me your number.
No,
but that's what I've learned.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's true.
Poetic, man.
No, it's true.
Everything goes back to your childhood, most definitely. It's the most fundamental part of your life.
Yes. Yeah. I used to say to my mum, this was way before my son was born, you know, way before I even met my partner. I used to say to my mum, like, you're an amazing mum. Could never ask for anything better. Like, you sacrifice so much, et cetera, et cetera. I always just say to her, my one, like, not even criticism, my one reflection is, you gave me too much.
Yeah.
You gave me too much. And
do you think that came from her
and when you say going back to childhood, that came from her childhood. So I used to say to my mum, I'm in the perfect position now, right? Of having, when I have a kid, because I know what it's like to get everything you want. But I've also been able to reflect and be like, this is what happens when you get everything you want without any like target or anything, or any delayed gratification. So I said, when my son is born and when he's of age, because he can't understand Jack right now, you know, being able to find that balance and being like you're saying, I'll buy you the £800 Lego thing, but let's buy it after parents' evening, or let's buy it.
Oh, I told him when he's 16.
If you still like Lego then.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. There's targets, right? Whereas I'd say to my mum, can I get this Lego thing? And my mum would have moved heaven and earth to get the Lego thing for me for no reason.
Do what,
not even any conversation, right? It's here now. Yeah.
Do you know what you said at 16 feet, which reminds me, like, did everyone else have like a toy from when they were younger that they never got, but it's like in their heads, like,
I'm still waiting.
I still slightly want it.
It's still circled in the Argos catalog.
Mine was the Hornby rail set. Like, I used to see those Hornby rail sets and be like, I didn't want just the one that went in a circle. I used to see the whole like model train sets. Because my childminder, like her husband, had.
He was an old white man before your time.
Listen, yeah. Trust me. Listen.
Who trains more than 6 years old?
This is the funny thing.
Because I don't want to flash for my 8th birthday.
Did you have the fucking camera?
The funny thing is he was saying old white man. So my child mind was white and her husband was white and he had the model.
Right, okay. So that's where you'd see it.
I'd see it. It's like, I want it like that. So I'd see on the advert and be like, Mom, can I get a Hornby rail set? And she's like, okay, ask for it for Christmas. And then rip open my presents like, man, this rail set's still not there. Still not there. Next one is like, it's still not there. Next, still not there. Then you get old, don't care. Hornby rail set and Skeletrix. Those are the two things never got. Well, now I'm thinking about
it. It's a crowdfund one for you.
Yeah. Now I'm older.
Oh, we just buy it for you, bro. Like, it's not that deep. Listen. We'll just get it for you.
All right.
Well, Skeletrix.
Now
how much
about,
is Skeletrix?
I don't think they still make them, bro.
Oh. don't tell him that. That's like telling him the tooth fairy, isn't it? There's one out there. We'll find it. Facebook Marketplace.
My missus got for shock when the spare bedroom's being changed to my childhood.
You got your son and daughter.
That's called a midlife crisis, bro.
Yeah, Skeletrix. It's your fucking son and daughter in the middle of rails watching Skeletrix. Darren's son and daughter just like this.
You lot have all got that to come though, where you get to live out all of your childhood toy fantasies through your kids.
Trust me, the amount of Lego my kid's gonna have, they don't even like Lego. Yeah, like, but you do like Lego.
I'll build Lego. It for you.
Well, that's what I said in the earlier pod, didn't it? We was like, I'm gonna be out there with my son, like, just kicking a football, and he's like, I don't even like football. I'm like, play football with me! Because my dad never did. My dad never. It's like, fuck, no, I've got to play football. Kick it! Isn't this fun?
I imagine a whole role reversal. You're in the park. And he's like, look, I just scored. Son, I just scored. He's like, yeah, well done. Yeah, well done. He just read the newspaper. Like,
in my mum's garden, yeah, I'm eyeing it up going like, yeah, we can definitely get a goal in here. And my mum was like, yeah, that would be nice. You know what I mean? The boy will be kicking and you'd be like saving them. I said, he's in goal. What do you think this is?
Yo,
bins. You're 3 foot bins.
Don't get the ball, son. Man.
My son's all crying. I'm like, shut your mouth.
Slide tackles.
Yeah. But I never had that. I can't say that there's anything still circled in the Argos catalogue. I'm telling you, man.
You got it all.
Like, without spilling too much milk, like my mum spent everything.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, there's nothing I wanted that I didn't get.
Yeah.
But I think you got siblings.
Yeah, older brother.
Yeah, siblings, yeah. Right? Mm. But you said they were already gone.
Yeah, they're much older. So
but when it comes to like Christmas.
I had like it's like a split between a single parent upbringing. Mm. My dad died when I was younger and I'm the only kid of my mum and dad.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of had this kind of single parent upbringing, but also having siblings who are much older.
Yeah, yeah,
and stuff. And they would always tell me I was spoiled compared to them.
Yeah, my cousins tell me I was spoiled because I wouldn't share either. Because I'm in the house by my ones playing with all of this. I'm not. What do you mean you want to go? Is it. Sorry, did my mum buy this for? Yeah. Oh, it said two cars, not to us. Are you mad?
Selfishness off the scale.
Are you mad how we expect children to just know to share and do those things? If you're not being taught, right? You play that toy all the time by yourself.
It's happening in my house right now. There's you know what squishmallows are?
No.
Like these, these really soft teddies. Like they're like circular and they're like bunnies and bees and stuff like that. And I bought my stepdaughter a bee. And this is the bit of my mum that's in me. Like, I have to really fight in the shop to not buy anything.
Right.
Like, for him or her. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just weird how you just, even when he was not born yet, but getting ready for how you spend for someone. I'm like, I don't even know if I like him yet. Like, I'm spending all this money. He's not even, I don't even know him.
Never know the hue yet.
Yeah. But anyway, there's this squishmallow and it's her favourite one.
Right.
And she plays it, but then she sold it to her brother, right? And he fell in love with this toy.
Uh-oh.
Right? And now, if he's got it, like, my stepdaughter, best sister, right? You know, I mean, everyone says best whatever, yeah. Really good sister, really good big sister. But if he's got that toy in his hand, bruv.
Pandemonium.
I start getting jacked on Lewisham High Street, bruv.
What are you doing, fam?
What, she just comes in?
What have you got for me?
So hey, she's tapping this 5-1-4.
That's mine now. That's mine now. Yeah. And it was mad because for 7 years, she's had to share with no one.
Yeah, she doesn't understand the concept.
And we're trying to be like, no, give it to your brother. He loves it. Oh, look, he loves
it. But also, though, that maybe represents to her relationship with you.
And that as well.
So by having that, she feels closer to you. So when he's got it, it's more like, oh, that. Do you understand what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, sorry, it's a bit deep.
Can we have a moment of silence?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you understand what I mean? I'm
no, for sure.
And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. When she's got that, she's like, oh, no, that's, you know,
yeah,
she's
sure,
got that for me.
Sure.
And if your son's got it, then it's like, oh, it's too weighted to him.
Yeah.
Because
The
little ones naturally always get all the attention, right?
Yeah, of course.
But that makes more sense, actually, because she actually went upstairs and got him different ones.
Yeah, she don't mind him.
Because she's got about 14 of them, right? So she went upstairs and
got, I've got 14.
Yeah, and she
have 13.
She was like, you can play with these ones, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck yeah, I want that one.
But this is how kids are mad, because he will clock, oh, does that get a reaction?
Yeah.
Cool. But then I don't want any of them. I want the one that gets a reaction from you.
Yeah. Well, it's got, well, like I said, my missus.
And in a strange way,
she's just on Amazon trying to buy a new one.
Probably on some weird little level with his little braid. He's going, this gets her to play with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other ones, she just leaves me with these ones, but when I have this one, she's
up. You right say that, when this toy's with this boy, the house could be on fire. he's biting it. He don't care what's going on.
Okay, he's zoned out.
Yeah, I don't know what, it's really soft and it's really big. And he just loves it.
What is it called, Squish?
Squishmallows.
Squishmallows, I'm going to have to add that to the list of toys. But
have a look at them, man. They're expensive, though.
Okay, well, I won't be looking at them now. I told you, I ain't got the clicks.
They
ain't
800 pounds, but
ain't got the clicks, man. Ain't got the clicks. That's the name of the pod. Ain't got the clicks. All right, what we're going to talk about, this actually links into one of the questions, but one thing we're going to talk about quickly is, and it's only if people want to share, because this is a bit intimate.
Yeah, let's do this question. Go on. Tie it together.
Is it going to tie the question?
All tie it together.
So, okay, let's go into one of the listeners' questions. And this question is anonymous. Yes, so we're not going to reveal.
They
specifically requested that this is going to
I think I know who it is. Say the name and I'll bleep it.
No, I'm not risking it. Because even...
On my son's life, I'll bleep it.
The way I articulate is going to be cut
no,
by the camera.
No, just say it now.
And no, I'll tell you off the pod.
I'll... Take it off the screen and everything. No,
see, I'm protecting your... I can't even say the word. It's so anonymous, I can't say anonymity.
Anonymity.
It's so anonymous, I can't say it.
Saves lives, heart surgeon and...
you, man. They always try to criticize someone's career.
No, I'm just saying, you do serious work, but I can't say...
I can't speak English, yeah?
Anonymous.
No, and
All right, Marcus.
You better bleep that out.
It's too far deep into the pod. He ain't watching this one.
He's already let go. I don't know what you're talking about. But...
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Oh, I might have
so,
to that now.
Belly question in the DMs. Thank you for sending this, Anonymous. Belly's getting bigger. Currently nearly 8 months pregnant. So sexy times get harder as I can't put in the work like I used to. How am I going to cope for nearly 6 weeks of nothing during the recovery period? Tears, hashtag pray for me, hashtag priorities. And there's a follow-up question, so we can also consider this. If your kid wakes up during you and your partner doing a tink, how long is it acceptable to keep going before you tend to the child?
that second one happened to me recently.
Yo!
It was so bad.
How long?
What do you mean?
Before you attended to the kid.
It was as I finished. Well, I don't know how long he'd been awake because he, for some reason, he stayed silent, nosy bastard.
You know, he said, look, let them do their
thing.
So
basically, his bed, his cot thing's there, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm facing this way.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Finish up. I look around and man's just like this. Just staring at me.
He's not crying. He's not making noise.
But so he's fully awake.
He's chilling.
He is pacing up and down his cot going, to my mom.
That's what I said.
Is he mad?
That's what I said.
To my mom.
He had a look in his eyes like, what are you doing to my mom, big man?
He was saying, who's
and
the daddy?
I'm replying back saying, I'm making another one of you,
guys. This is going to be
you. Do you want to thank me, blood? Did you see?
That question is far too... There's layers to that, man.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Yeah. A lot of layers to it.
Can we just... Did you say this is a female?
Yeah.
Eight months pregnant. I know we do.
No, because when I first read it,
you thought it was
I thought it was a guy.
You thought man never just asked.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Because who talks like this?
This is what confused me. It sounds like the individual is worried
doing it
about not getting.
Yeah.
It feels like they're concerned that they're not going to be able to get no dick.
Yeah.
More than, I'm being expected to.
It sounds like the concern is that.
Yeah, they're a nymphomaniac, bro.
They've got a healthy appetite and they're attracted to their partner. That's
no, brother, right. brother, they're talking about the recovery period. They're an addict.
They're talking about the 12 steps to recovery. You know what, though? It's always one or the other. It's either the woman continues to want it and the father's like, you're the mother of my child now. There's no
Yeah, there's like a switch that goes in their mind, isn't it?
It's a bit weird. It's the other way around where mum's like, come on, like I'm trying to be a mum and you're trying to, you know.
Mm. Yeah,
you're,
yeah, you're yeah. Trying to still I'm trying to feed and you're there trying to...
Yeah. Like, titties are out? Yeah. Titties are out now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought titties were out. Okay.
titties ain't for that no more.
Oh, not charger.
But
you're ADHD, bruv.
Huh?
Have you got ADHD?
No. I thought there was a charger there. I need to charge my phone. Oh. So I was like, is that a plug socket? Yeah.
So what if you do, bro? UK? I don't care. But like,
yeah, you interrupted the whole pod just to look at plugs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, nice. Boom. So how are we?
How right, we gonna so cope? For me, I'll jump straight in. We would never have sex if he was in the room,
right?
Or any physical, like, yeah. So we would always do it in a
That's because Kev's got a big house, different rooms.
he does it in the Lego room. I made a bed.
This
is the first time in two episodes. This is the first time Kev's been he's fumbling.
He's breaking character.
He's lost composure. Just a teeny tiny bit.
Because about to sing, she'll be like, "Which room?" I'm like, "Let's go to another room." She'll say, "Which one?"
Hey, energy, energy. Talking international comedian. Nah, fam. Listen.
Kev says when she says which room, Kev says the one in the other house.
Meet me there. that was just a personal thing on both sides that we didn't want. Not that it's wrong.
No.
Not that it's wrong.
No, because it's one of those people get upset if you're one way or the other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No,
that isn't what's
wrong with
anyone
it.
Listening.
If that's what you want to do, exactly. Do your thing. We would always leave the room. And you know what? I think personally, I don't know, man. I think you know your child's sleep pattern.
Yeah.
So you know, man. You know when you get that 5 hours. You know when they're going down for 3 hours. If you're so much of an addict that you can't.
But my thing about that is that
we would just be mad planned and scheduled with it. Like, right. Cool, we know he's going to go to sleep for 3 hours. Let's
go downstairs. Yeah. Let's go.
But this person here is talking about, I'm not even going to get anything in the recovery period.
That's 6 weeks after the birth.
Brother, I obviously did not give birth to my son, but I saw it. Yeah. I watched.
Yeah.
But this could be the person's first child, so they don't know. Like
you, but also know someone.
No, but also medically, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. All right, the level of hormones and oxytocins and stuff that are released into your body through childbirth leave you feeling euphoric. So
you get a bit giddy, but then
afterwards you can be like in such a happy place because you've got this baby that if emotionally when you're happy that's when you're horny, then you might be thinking, wow,
that's what you're gonna be bleeding.
That's what you call the Irish twins, isn't it? When you're two and born in the same year. That's what happens.
Oh yeah. That's two siblings. They're born in the same year.
Yeah, because your
granddaddy was active.
Yeah, that's a different level of active, you know. Two in a year and no twins.
Circle back. What was the question? She said the first part was how is she going to maintain?
Yeah, well, the first bit is that she's too big beat.
The actual question was how I got to cope for nearly 6 weeks
and no dick. Period. Yeah, basically after giving birth. And the follow up one is how long?
I think you'll be able to cope. I think you'll be fine.
Are we giving hope and solidarity?
No, here's my advice to Anon, yeah? You don't understand how fast that 6 weeks is going to go. Mm. Yeah. My son's now been here almost 6 months and I can't believe it.
In Jesus'
name,
amen.
You know what I would love to hear in 6 weeks, like in that 6 weeks period, once sleep deprivation's kicked in,
yep.
Nipples are sore, you can't sit down, dick is the last thing.
You know what I mean?
Bendy facts.
But it might not be, but it'll be good to hear, innit?
Yeah.
Can you go back to this person and say, hit us up in 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We'll get back.
Once it goes out.
It will be fine.
The thing they said about
leaving the kid.
No, the belly and being bigger and stuff like that, yeah. I can empathize with them on that because when I knew my son was in there, but when I knew he his arms and his legs were in there and stuff like that, I was like, I don't really want to do this, bro.
So you tapped out?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not.
So you're talking about third trimester. When you got to the third trimester, you were like, I'm done.
2.5 to third trimester.
From then on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, that's respectable.
When we went to a scan and I saw his hand do this, I said,
"What, you thought you'd go grab your dick in?"
No. You need a lot of finger dexterity to grab something that small. Anyway.
You're willing to shoot yourself. You're a suicide bomber. I love it, man. You're willing to take yourself down.
Hey, for sure. Man. Listen, I can make jokes, right? I'm operating with something that I think is good, right? You know what I'm saying?
Now you're over-explaining.
No. The thing is, we could, like, call back to the last episode, we can all go trousers to ankles, right, and compare. But I don't think we should. Yeah?
I cannot.
But I've got my girl.
Mm.
She loves it. That makes me feel better. I'm good. I don't need no more.
That's what you need.
Do you schedule it on the dry wipe on the fridge?
Call back to the last episode. If you've not seen the last episode, go check that. Oh, that's a callback.
That's good.
You gotta be paying attention.
Right, so what about if your kid wakes up during you and your partner doing a thing? How long's
Well, the thing is, right? Yeah, I don't know how my son woke up in that 2 minute period, but I'm glad you caught that. You still don't get it. Call back to the last episode.
I get it.
Right? But it was like, yeah. We tended to him straight away because we had finished.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he was chill. Right? Normally he don't wake up like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, wouldn't be a dickhead and watch, man. But so I don't know how long he was awake.
And I don't know if you ever know.
Of course I won't. He won't remember.
So my question is now he's woken up while you were doing it. Would you continue to do it with him in the room, knowing that he woke up and watched? Or was like, not watched like that, because he doesn't understand.
Well, let's just say, but like,
will you now feel more conscious of it, or will you still crack on?
Well, let's say out of this is, let's just random numbers. Let's just say this is 1 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10% of the time
you're gonna crack on. That's all good.
Yeah.
There's a 90% chance he's not gonna wake up as it stands.
Yeah.
Because we know his schedule as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like, it's an anomaly.
When I know I'm gonna go upstairs and I'm gonna be like, you know I mean, I know I'm in a transfer window.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Good. Yeah.
I can't lie. It,
transfer a fluids window.
That child just stops existing in those moments.
Oh wow!
What's that?
You zone out.
Yeah,
zone out. Just it's tough. You want some alone time. Obviously,
be fair.
You give a lot of time to the child. You're tending to it 24/7.
Darren goes full jagged edge.
I just turn up music.
Sweet boy, just. Meet me at the altar. Jesus. Is the baby crying? No, man, it's back in vocals.
just switch, unplug the monitor. It's okay. After you finish, like, oh wow, the monitor was unplugged. That's mad.
your daughter is in a different room now.
Different room now. But so at the time when she's in the same room, it was funny. So, that for a while reminded me to tell the story. So it's she was watching something on TV and she was making a point of like, oh, like you shouldn't really do that with the kid in the room. And I was like, we've never done that. So, no, we have. I literally gave her a time. She's like, yeah, but I don't really like to think of it like that.
Darren was like this. So we did it.
I note down every time. Yes.
Dear diary.
It's a weird thing I like to do.
Just so I know I get lead.
Yeah. Imagine it's just a sketch. He was like, I'm tracking your menstrual cycles.
I know you're not on. Give me some.
I know you are on. Give me some.
Running them red lights.
No.
Yo.
But then obviously in a different room, we've actually just been fortunate where we haven't had that situation.
Yeah.
It's just the more thing of, yeah, I think if I consciously thought about it before it starts, then I probably wouldn't be able to like perform.
Yeah.
But if I'm already in game mode, then it's just like, it's happening.
You're trying to win Ballon d'Or, bro.
And then different room, just like, boy.
The thing is, I'm not too like fussed that my son woke up. He's right there. It was bound to happen eventually,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm glad it, like, 6 months in.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't happen 2 months in, because then I would have been like, I don't know about this, right? But because there's been so many W's that an L is okay, I'm more proud of the fact that I've managed to do this in 2 years without my stepdaughter even waking up.
Yeah, so you got an older child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone like walking in, not even waking up. And just, I'm clapping.
Yeah, because.
No, sorry. I'm just telling you, because.
I thought he meant a round of applause. Like, I'm giving myself. No, he meant. Cheeks.
The way you have to add that, like, description, just let us know that it's not, I'm doing my thing.
You know how Michael was breathing when he had his headphones on and couldn't hear himself? That's me at the end of a shift. Like, she's all trying to talk. I'm saying, listen, I need Lucozade and an ice bath.
We're going to end this post soon.
And a post-match press conference. Well, talk about my performance.
Come out of a towel on.
I need you to do this. Here, pass me this. Yeah, Barkley's man of the match. I need
it. I was gonna idea. Oh, what's I can't remember
the post-match interview.
I can't remember the poor star's name.
I've been on the bench for a long time, but I just knew if I get my chance, man, I could really help the team out tonight, man. You know,
that's bad. That's out of my head. I can't remember the poor star's name though. Black, like, famous black guy.
Well, Lexington still.
There you go, straight away.
What? He's famous.
Did you know he was talking about porn?
He said he was porn.
Oh, right. I thought you plucked that out of the air.
Nah.
Ain't that good?
You look like him a little bit.
I'll take it. All 12 inches, thank you.
No, because in his videos, his ad libs are wild. I was thinking, like, you can't be clapping that level of enthusiasm. He's just like, oh my God!
With the narration.
Oh, oh God!
Have you heard of Wesley Pipes?
Yeah. hey, this one's going left.
Wait. You know Dion Cole? Have you heard his joke about Wesley Pipes?
He's like,
so I watch a lot of porn, blah, 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 and I live in LA, you know, so there's a lot of people around there, especially porn stars. And I remember I was going to the coffee shop one time and I saw this porn star called Wesley Pipes. You guys heard him? Everyone was like, yeah, yeah. So I remember when I saw him, I was like, oh, it's Wesley Pipes. And he goes, the reason I love this guy is because he be saying the wildest shit whilst he's having sex. He goes, he does this one move where he gets his piece and he wraps it in his nuts, right? And he's like, come over here and get this baguette. Yeah, get this baguette. He goes, I tried it. But my shit ain't like his. I was like, yeah, come over here and get this breakfast sandwich.
You gotta know what you're rocking with, innit? No shame in that
it's
game.
It's Wesley Pies.
There is no shame in that game. Thank you very much, Anonymous Person, for that question. Hopefully that we have answered it. There is another question, but I don't think we're gonna get
we'll
to
it
this
it,
time.
Sir.
We'll save it for next time. So thank you for submitting that.
Oh,
we'll
for
get
sure.
to that for next time. But thank you, Darren. Thank you, Kazim. Yep. Thank you to our special guest. 2 weeks in a row, Kevin J. I'm Mike Wakadiri. That has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. Have a good week, people.
Peace.
Kevin, come with them gems, bruv.
Isn't it? Yeah.